Martha meets Scott.
Hi, Martha. How you doing?
I'm excited.
You should be. You got
to be honest with you. I am just excited. This is happening.
Well, this is less than 24 hours from now. You're gonna have your new single out. To Know You Is to Love You. How are you gonna celebrate?
I don't know. I might get a chance to sleep in. We've been getting up awful early lately. Being a night person is the only thing that I can think of as you ask me that. But everything else has been just wonderful.
Really?
We're having a great time.
I can see
why.
It's
like I'm starting to live this all over again after 30 years of my life. Yeah.
I'm digging this song. It's got that jazzy intro. There's the cool horns, and all of a sudden your soaring, soulful voice comes swooping in. And, wow, talk about the inspiration behind the song. What made you come up with this song?
It's a song that Stevie Wonder had sang with his wife, Sarita, who is now resting in heaven. It's a great song, and it's the Delphio Marcellus arrangement on it made it even more adorable. I'm loving this. This is great. We're playing a wonderful tribute to Stevie Wonder.
Oh, and you've got a full...
To Know You Is to Love You, and to know him is to love him, too.
Absolutely.
That was my first encounter at Motown when I was secretary. In 62, Stevie Wonder. I was his den mother, I guess. Because they brought him to the studio, and if they didn't come and get him, I'd take him to my house, and my family enjoyed him, and we would have him in the neighborhood. And Stevie has always been a member of my family.
Aww.
And to sing his song is really a thrill.
We've got an entire album coming out. This is just the first single. Talk about the album itself. What's it sound like?
I'm emulating a lot of people, a lot of my peers. A lot of my alumni, and featuring a lot of things that I've been taught. My teachers, God rest their souls if they're still alive, will be proud of me because I exercise all the things I've learned vocally and concentrated on the lovely lyrics that were presented to me. We got a collection of songs that tells a story, and I'm here to tell it.
One thing I learned from talking to classic artists and to legacy artists is they're finding whole new audiences on things like TikTok and Instagram. Is that the case for you? You got new fans that are just discovering Martha and the Vandellas?
How can you be in a business 30 years and don't have all the fans? I got all of them. Some of them are reliving their information with us.
Uh-huh.
They're coming back to, that's the same Motown. The album is a subtitled Motown Meets the Big Easy.
Ooh.
So this is a competition with musicians and arrangers. So who could outdo who with this jazz flavor? And I'm loving it. I'm in the middle of it. Motown Meets the Big Easy.
I love that idea. You got like a trombonist, Delphio Marcellus from New Orleans. You got Chris Rowe involved in this. You got some heavy hitters there. Where did you record? Did you record in Detroit or
New Orleans?
Okay.
New Orleans.
Nice.
And Elias Marcellus studio that was presented to him by Chevy Chase and
Harry Connick
Jr. and Dick Purton and a whole bunch of people know about this wonderful studio down in New Orleans. And I had a chance to visit it on three occasions. And we came up with this fantastic collection of genius musicians from all over the United States and Cuba and England and everywhere, thanks to Delphio Marcellus, and he hosted it very well. I had a wonderful experience recording this album called Searching.
You've got history right here in Western Pennsylvania. It wasn't too many years ago you did a show at a brand new place called the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center. There's a developer named Charles Chuck Betters, who you knew from your Detroit City Council days. He brought you to town to do a concert. Do you remember that?
No. I'll be honest, it's been a while, and I haven't been on the council since 2009.
It was probably back about 2012.
If it was music, I was a part of it, and we had fun.
I remember it was a great show, indeed. And so you got the album coming out. What are your thoughts? Are you going to get back on stage? You got any singing performances?
I haven't left the stage. I haven't left anything.
Love it.
I'm not coming back. I've been here all along. I'm just being recognized again, thanks to Chris Rowe. I got my star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and that started the wheel rolling. And since then, it's been just nonstop of recording and traveling and doing shows again. It's wonderful to be back. COVID put a lot of us out of business.
Mm-hmm. I saw the big article in Rolling Stone the other day about you, too. How did that feel to get a write-up in Rolling Stone?
That was wonderful visiting the Rolling Stones again. They wanted to have the first privilege of announcing it, and I think they did a wonderful job. Everybody's calling.
Well, for the
everybody's calling. It's wonderful.
For the July 4th weekend, we're doing a countdown, what we're calling the 250 greatest American songs ever. And I got to tell you, we got Dancing in the Streets very, very high up on that list. And safe to say, that's one of the greats. What, talk about the history of that song and what it means to you and the influence you've had
Marvin
with that song.
That's Marvin Gaye's composition. In fact, I wish they had left his voice on the track so we could have copied his version of it.
Oh.
I walked up on him in the studio while he was recording it and standing there, in awe of him like I always was, having sang on his first album and his first three big hits, Stubborn Kind of Fella, Hitchhike, and Pride and Joy. I was standing there admiring him singing Dancing in the Street, and he beckoned to me to come into the studio. He saw me outside of the window at Motown and had me come in and says, I want you to sing this song. And I said, well, can I sing it the way I feel it? Because it was the same key of music, but I couldn't really... Paul in his register. So I asked him if I could sing it the way I want to. And he said, go ahead. And it turned out to be my first attempt. And the engineer told us that the machine wasn't turned on. And I'll always be mad at Lawrence Horn for not turning that machine on because I had to do it another time. But it was only two takes. And the second take is the one that you have on record.
Wow.
So I'm a little bit angry, a little bit wild, you know, kind of like... I'm ready to dance in the street. And I think that was done purposely for the magic of it. I really do. I think producers play some of the artists to get them in the right frame of mind and the mood. And I was really excited to sing Dancing in the Street.
Well, this time of year, we hear a lot of heat wave, too. Love is like a heat wave.
Yeah. And positive. Not negative. Positive. Yes.
What are your memories of Jimmy Mack when that came out? Did you know right away that was going to be a hit? Or?
Well, Jimmy Mack was someone that had gone off the war. And at that time, we were all hoping they came back.
Mm.
And we sang Jimmy Mack, but everybody loved it. And it's at a marching tempo. In fact, in order to get the band to start at the right tempo, we have to start marching. And marching and clap your hands and get this. And Jimmy Mack falls right in the marching tempo. And we have fun with audiences. I think that's one of the most popular songs in our repertoire, Jimmy Mack.
So you got the new one coming out, To Know You Is to Love You. And so what do you do from here? What are your next, let's say, 2 weeks or 2 months look like? Are we going to see you on TV?
I'm doing a lot of visiting and reorganizing with the different DJs that have carried us through these years. I'm having a lot of fun reminiscing with a lot of the people who I know personally and have been with us all of these years. The Motown sound will last forever. And this is just a compilation of songs produced the same with the same method as Motown and a challenge. It's actually written somewhere in our biography that Motown versus the Big Easy. And I'm loving being the person that they're using to exercise the fact that Motown's music was jazz. Was recorded by jazz musicians. It was made a commercial. And the trick is the Motown sound.
Good point. the lyrics are so timeless, too. A song that came out in 1963 sounds as fresh as if it could have been released this past week. You know what I mean? What is it about the timelessness of those songs?
That's what he wanted, the sound of young America. And that's part of the sound of young America.
Love it. And here you are. 60 years later, still representing that, still giving us great music. Martha, anything else you want your fans to know about your new song, your new album, or anything in general?
I want anything you can tell them.
this is Chris, the producer, one of the producers. So the new single comes out tomorrow. The dance remix single to that comes out on July 17th.
Ooh.
And the album comes out August 14th.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play the song for our listeners just a bit right now, To Know You Is to Love You. We're definitely going to include you, all the great hits we got from the past. We're going to keep the current ones coming as well.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much.
Right, thank you.
Thank you both for your time. Keep it up. Appreciate you guys.
Take care.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye, Martha.